My guest at this time is Forbes magazine publisher Steve Forbes. He was a Republican presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000. He is now relaunching his organization, Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity. And he joins us today to explain why and give his assessment of the key fiscal issues of the day and what he hopes to see in the 2016 presidential campaign. And Mr. Forbes, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you again. Thank you.
Well, Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity certainly made a major impact on fiscal debates in years past. Why did you decide to bring it back now?
I think, and a lot of us think, that the time is ripe to make a new push for the flat tax, and not to mention getting the patients in control of health care again and sound money. And we take heart from what Ronald Reagan observed years ago when Reagan said, you don't change minds on Capitol Hill through sweet reason, you do it through the heat of public opinion. So we figure by educating, turning up the heat, we can get some major reforms after the 2016 elections. I was heartened yesterday when Ted Cruz spoke very favorably of the flat tax in his announcement. Rand Paul, who's going to announce in a couple of weeks, he's been very favorably disposed towards the flat tax. Governor Walker has said very nice things about it. So we think we're going to get a national debate on it, and we want to help the process.
Just give folks a primer on it if you can, since some folks might not be totally familiar with the flat tax. Ultimately, you have everybody paying the same rate. Some say that favors the rich. Others say, no, that's about as fair as it can get. So explain why you think that's the best way to go.
Well, what we do is we throw out the corrupt tax code, which at 9 million words with all the attendant rules, regulations, and the code itself is beyond redemption. We'd have a single rate, generous exemptions for adults and for children, and that's it. So a family of four, for example, would pay no federal income tax on the first $52,000 of wages, and then above that you'd pay a flat 17% rate. You would have no tax on savings, no death taxes. When you leave the world, you should be it should not be a taxable event. And on the corporate side, business side, we'd cut the rate from 35% down to 17% and allow instant expensing of capital expenditures. And you could literally do your taxes. Senator Cruz pointed out yesterday, you could literally do your tax return on a postcard or a single sheet of paper or a few keystrokes on a computer. So this is the way to go. You keep enough to meet your needs in life, and then you have a low rate above that. And all the IRS agents and the lobbyists and special interests can get job retraining.
Is it one side or both sides that are resistant to this in Washington?
Washington is resistant, both sides, more the Democrats than Republicans, but complexity in the tax code is a source of power. So they're not going to give it up voluntarily, but I think the mood of the country and a mood among more and more members of Congress are coming to realize that this thing has got to go.
How do you intend to go about the education campaign? You mentioned you've already got a couple of likely and one existing presidential candidate who already speak highly of it. How else do you get the message across?
We've got an electronic petition on our website, which is ahgo.us, and so we start there. We're going to be doing events around the country. We're going to be educating candidates, not only for the presidency, but also for Congress, the House, and the Senate. And the more people we can get, if people sign up and get their families and friends, we can show that there is real interest out in the public to make this major change. And I think in this tax season, people are realizing again what a horror and anti-democracy thing this code is. And the IRS, of course, is just totally out of control.
Mr. Forbes, do you intend at some point in the Republican primary season to make an endorsement?
Not in the early phases. We want to have all the candidates get on board on this thing. And so, like millions of others, I'm looking over the field. I think there's a very strong bench for the Republicans. Ted Cruz is formidable on his feet and in debate. I think the governors are going to add a lot to the race as they get in. So I think we're going to have a good outcome in 2016. And those who say, well, aren't you going to kill each other? No. What we're going to get out of this, and this is where I think the flat tax will play a key role, is the candidate who emerges is going to have a strong pro-growth, exciting Reagan-esque agenda to get America moving again.
In terms of Obamacare and repealing that and putting in market and patient-based solutions, there's a number of ideas out there. What specifically do you think needs to be a hallmark of that?
Well, obviously, we get rid of the employer mandate, individual mandate, and all the federal mandates that make the insurance so expensive. And there are several things to be done. One is nationwide shopping for health insurance. Right now, I live in the state of New Jersey. It's illegal for me to buy a policy in Pennsylvania, even though the policy is just as good as New Jersey's and has half the cost. I can buy a car or house in Pennsylvania, but I can't buy the insurance. So I have nationwide shopping, equalized tax treatment between individuals and businesses. And in terms of helping people, I think a voucher for turning Medicaid over to the states, and some will try a voucher system, but I think nationwide, a voucher system where you get a voucher for a certain amount, and you go out and determine what kind of insurance policy you want, and what you don't use in the voucher, you put in the health savings accounts, return it to the people, so people are the real customers, not third parties and government bureaucrats.
Mr. Forbes, you ran twice for president. What advice do you have other than policy advice for the candidates who will eventually get in this race this time around?
Just be prepared for what I call the hazing process. If you start to get traction, the media is going to descend upon you for a period of time. Nothing you do will be right, but just realize this is part of the testing process, and you're talking to the people, not to the media. And stick to your message.
And finally, sir, in terms of the flat tax, you mentioned what the rate would be, where it would kick in, the exemptions that would be for individuals and children, and how simple it would be. What about in terms of revenue? Would it essentially be targeted to bring in the same amount of revenue as we have now, a little more, a little less? How would that work out?
Oh, over a 5-year, 10-year period, it'll bring in much more revenue. Growth begets a lot of revenue, and then the question and debate will be, how do we use that revenue? Democrats will want to spend it. Others of us will want to reduce taxes further. But it'll be a nice problem to have, and also provide the resources to rebuild our tattered military that this president is running into the ground.
Mr. Forbes, give the website where folks can go sign that petition and learn more about what you're doing.
Website is ahgo.us, ahgo.us. You can go on that. You can find the petition and more information about the flat tax and other issues like a sound dollar, curbing the Federal Reserve, and getting patients, controlling health care, patient power. It's an exciting agenda, and I think people are in a mood for it. They know things are not going the way they should in our country today.
Once again, it's ahgo.us. Mr. Forbes, great pleasure to have you with us today, sir. Thank you for your time.
Greg, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Steve Forbes, a publisher of Forbes magazine, 2-time Republican presidential candidate, now relaunching Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity, ahgo.us. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.